This is the news in brief from the United Nations. 41 million people around the world are internally displaced, and hundreds of thousands more have been forced from their homes since the beginning of the year, an unacceptable situation for which solutions can be found, UN Chief Antonio Guterres said on Tuesday. Speaking at the launch of the high-level panel on internal displacement, Mr. Guterres spoke of the acute and relentless crisis of people forced from their homes by conflict and human rights violations. He appealed to the panel and its members from government, international organisations, civil society, the private sector, and countries especially affected by displacement to draw attention to the issue. Mr. Guterres urged them all to bring fresh ideas to prevent forced displacement, better protect and assist displaced people, and identify swifter solutions to displacement. The panel is co-chaired by the European Union's former foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, and Dr. Donald Kaburuka, head of the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, TB and Malaria. It is expected to meet four times over the next 12 months and consult with countries and relevant organisations before submitting its recommendations to the Secretary-General by February 2021. Staying with the UN Secretary-General, he also spent time on Tuesday taking advice from young activists on where to steer the world body. The event at the Graduate Institute of International and Development Studies in Geneva was one of many conversations that are being held for a campaign that marks the 75th anniversary of the UN Charter in 1945. From calls to make the UN more democratic, to avoid hiding in ivory towers, Mr. Guterres was also strongly encouraged to include young and marginalised people and groups, including refugees. Here's Yazidi survivor and refugee Adiba Kassim.
My advice will be is not to just listen to us, but also to listen to the people who have very small voices or who have no voices at all. I lost everything some years ago, and because I've been facing death so many times, and because I've been trying everything to change and to find a future for me. So in today, in 2020, we've seen like women are getting raped, slavery and killing because of the identity, because of our religions, because of our colors. So that basically the things that I want to see in 2045 is that people can live in peace. People can live really in dignity.
In response, Mr. Guterres said that the organisation needed to be humble, to recognise its failings, and also give voice to the people that it is supposed to represent. We have a lot of change in order to respond and gain people's trust, he said, insisting that to do so, it would involve giving the people a very strong influence in what we do. Finally, equality for women has improved in the last 2.5 decades, but there is a real risk of setbacks amid attacks on their freedoms, High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet said on Tuesday. In a speech marking 25 years since 189 countries signed a landmark agreement in Beijing pledging gender equality, Ms. Bachelet said that daunting challenges remain. Problem areas that persist include women's equality in political life and the economy, along with harmful traditional practices and gender-based violence. All of these things prevent women and girls from fully enjoying their inalienable rights and freedoms, the High Commissioner told the Human Rights Council in Geneva.
We're seeing pushbacks and the resurgence of narratives against gender equality based on centuries-long discrimination. But women's rights are not negotiable. They cannot be an optional policy subject to the changing winds of politics. We cannot and we will not tear apart the women's rights agenda, establishing a hierarchy of acceptable measures and those deemed too sensitive. In other words, we must resist all challenges to the hard-won affirmation of what we know, that women's rights are human rights, in their universality and divisibility, and for all women in their full and free diversity.
Before the Beijing Declaration, discrimination against women was broadly tolerated, the High Commissioner insisted. Today, though, more than 150 countries have laws on sexual harassment and 140 guarantee gender equality in their constitutions. In a call for further commitment to women's rights, Ms. Bachelet expressed her support for the UN Secretary-General's appeal on Monday for every country to promote gender equality, repeal discriminatory laws, end violence against women and girls, ensure sexual and reproductive health and rights, and strive for women's equal representation and participation in all spheres. Daniel Johnson, UN News.